This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. In his first televised speech since being sworn in as Pakistan's new prime minister, Imran Khan said the country is in the worst economic condition ever, pledged to fix all of that. Khan lamented that the interest in the country's debt has reached such a level that Pakistan will have to take on more debt to meet its obligations. He also spoke of his vision for an Islamic-based welfare system. VOA asked RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank about Khan reaching his goals.
He has identified a lot of the right problems, but so have his predecessors, and none of them have succeeded in summoning up the money and the political will to address them.
In his TV speech, Prime Minister Khan pointed to the growing divide between the rich and poor and said he would adopt austerity measures to relieve the strain on Pakistan's economy. The late former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is being remembered by the current UN Chief Antonio Guterres as a guiding force for good. Annan died in Switzerland at a hospital Saturday of a short illness. He was 80. The two-term UN leader, a Nobel Peace Prize recipient, served in the post from 1997 to 2006. His native Ghana, a week of mourning is underway. John Kufur is former Ghanaian president.
He made us very proud because, in a way, he broke the jinx of African south of the Sahara. Not being ready to assume positions, global positions like he attained. And he did so well in it, and naturally we all became very proud.
UN keeping its flags at half-mast. This is VOA News. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton meeting with Israeli officials in Jerusalem to discuss Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says that they will look forward to discussing ways to roll back what Mr. Netanyahu describes as Iran's aggression in the region. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, Bolton spoke about Iran's involvement in the region.
The president's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal has put a real crimp into the Iranian economy. I think they're feeling it in their capability for the Quds force of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards to conduct offensive operations in the region here and in Yemen as well. But I think this is part of the problem with the Iranian regime generally and why it's such a threat to peace and security, not just because of its nuclear program, but because of its military operations and its support for terrorism.
Bolton also said the U.S., Israel, Russia share the objective of removing Iran and Iranian forces from Syria and ending its support of the Hezbollah guerrillas. More than 2 million Muslims from around the world have started the multi-day Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, one of the tenets of Islam to retrace the steps of the Prophet Muhammad 14 centuries ago. Every able-bodied Muslim is required to make the journey to Islam's holiest site at least once in their lifetime. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Indonesian island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck Lombok on August 5th killed 436 people, forced more than 350,000 people to flee their homes. Dozens of elderly South Koreans will be meeting family members in North Korea today. Nearly seven decades after they were separated following the Korean War in the early 1950s, Chahi Stanfill is executive director of the U.S. National Coalition for Divided Families. She tells VOA they are excited about this week's reunions.
We have never had a formal reunions because we have never had a formal relationship with North Korea. In 2001, there were 100,000 Korean American divided family members in the United States. Most of them would pass away in 10 years. So right now we are at the very end of our lives.
The reunions are taking place in a Mount Kumgang resort in North Korea, the result of a warming of Korean ties this year. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.